1060 KGFX on this Wednesday morning, and it's 7:30, which means it's time.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Time now for people in the neighborhood, and we have some people from the neighborhood here. We have a lot of people from the neighborhood here this morning, as we have members of the Peer Players. Lydia, let's go ahead and start talking about the play we have coming up here.
Hi.
This is Lydia.
Hello, I'm Lydia Kant. And I'm here with Danny Nelson. And we are going to tell you about Inconsequential Dreams, which opens this Friday with preview night tonight at 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is, I have a synopsis here to read. How do you know when you're happy? And can an accountant help? When Ava, a former therapist, turned stay-at-home mom, and Paul, an accountant, begin discussing their lives and shared hobbies, it starts to raise the suspicions of Ava's husband, Sam, and her best friend, Lisa. Paul's unexpected influence on Ava takes some surprising turns, but it may not be all that bad.
Okay.
Right. And we've got the supporting characters here, Lisa and Sam.
Okay. And it is. It's not. There's not a big cast to this one, is there?
No, just four people.
Yeah, just the four of us.
It's very intimate.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
Very intimate. Okay. So we have that going to be coming up here. You guys been working at it for how long?
Gosh, about 2 months, right?
Yeah, something like 2 months.
Yeah. A long 2 months for our cast.
Yeah.
We've really had some, being such an intimate cast, it's been a really great way for us to all really connect and get to know each other, which has been really a great experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially since these last 2 months, for some reason, have had so many trials for this whole cast. And so for us to be able to come to rehearsal and like meet up and really depend on each other has been such a blessing during this time. It's been so nice.
You're so emphatic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. All right. So that's what's going to be coming up here. What are the show times for this?
So we'll be showing 15th through the 17th. That's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then next weekend we'll be showing 21st through the 23rd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And doors open at 7, performance at 7:30 for everything but the Sunday performance. That is going to be a matinee. Doors open at 1:30, performance at 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's been a couple of months. You ready for it to be over?
Ready to show the world.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Anything special anybody should look for?
Well, I mean, this is a very special show because it's actually penned by someone from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Okay.
And this is the first time it will be performed in a full onstage capacity ever.
Oh.
So it's very special in that way. We're very excited to show. Michelle Shoneman is her name.
Is she going
to
be here?
She will be on opening night. Yep. This weekend she'll be here and she'll be watching us hopefully do justice for, for her show.
Has she had any input from this point on, or is this...
Yes.
Oh,
so
she
came to our initial read-through, and then she went. Then she came to our the first time that we ran the show start to finish was when she came again.
Uh-huh.
Has she been there any other time?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
She gave her input and stuff like that.
Notes,
that has to be unusual.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've never done a play where you work with the playwright.
It's like doing a piece of music with the composer. No, that's not how I want that play.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
She was so supportive, though, and we really appreciated having her and her input.
Okay, how do folks get tickets for this?
So you can call the box office, Peer Players box office, which is, gosh, I don't have the number memorized like most of the people, but I think it's 224... What is the number? She didn't write it down. That's fine. But you call the Peer Players box office and reserve tickets.
To reserve a seat, 605-224-7826.
There we go.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Yep. And we also have to tell people that this Sunday we have auditions for the next show, which is a musical about Civil War front. And the audition is at the Playhouse at 5:30 p.m. It is a musical, but it's very exciting. You know a little bit about it, right?
It's an all-male musical. If you want the synopsis, it's the Western Front, Christmas, 1914. Out of the violence, a silence, then a song. A German soldier steps onto no man's land, singing Silent Not, or Still Not. Thus begins an extraordinary night of camaraderie, music, peace. A remarkable true story told in the words and songs of the men who lived it.
Oh. So definitely not the Civil War.
No. No. You were close.
Close enough. Just, you know, one of those.
80 years off. So, all right. Oops. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in and talking with us this morning. Anybody wants to be a part of the Peer Players, what do they do?
You just show up and volunteer. We are looking for volunteers all the time, whether it be to be in the cast, to work backstage, to work the box office, all of that. You can get in contact just by calling. You can email, all that. And I think on the Peer Players website, we have all of those resources available.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. So here we have May Adam brought to you the People in the Neighborhood this morning.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Peer, since 1881.
Well, we have stacked up this morning. We have members from the TF Riggs, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure we have homecoming that's going to be coming up. And tell me who you guys are. We haven't even had any chance to talk yet.
My name is Jocelyn Bush, and I'm the student body vice president.
I'm Melania Lamb, and I'm the senior class president.
All right. Awesome. So we have homecoming that's going to be coming up.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about homecoming? Other than the fact we have a football game.
Our theme, dress-up days, and some activities that we have going on.
Awesome. Well, so what are the theme days this year? Anything new and unusual?
Our theme is lights, camera, action, and movies. So every year on Monday, it's our class color day. And this year, that's Harry Potter themed. So our seniors wear black for Slytherin. Mm-hmm. Juniors wear red for Gryffindor. Sophomores wear yellow for Hufflepuff. And freshmen are blue for Ravenclaw. And staff is Professor Purple.
Oh, Professor Purple. Awesome. Yeah. There you go. That's awesome. So you have that going on for the theme days. What else do you have? I mean, you've got the Powder Puff game. You've got all of that stuff that goes along with that?
Yeah, Powder Puff is on Friday.
Okay. So what else is going to be going on?
On Monday, we also have coronation at 7.
Awesome.
And then following coronation is the burning of the letters. And then after that, TF Riggs students are invited to bingo.
All right. So here's the question. Who do we play in the football game?
Yankton? No.
Ha!
I think it's Yankton.
Well, who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Us, for
of course,
sure.
Of course, by a lot. All right, so we have all of that stuff that's going on. You want the community to take part in some of this stuff as well?
Dress-up days are just for high school students, but they're welcome to come to most of the activities.
Okay. All right, so a lot of stuff that's going to be going on as far as homecoming is concerned, and we're going to, I don't know, this is going to be coming up fast. Isn't it amazing how fast the summer went?
Yes.
Yeah, so we are already to homecoming. Next thing you know, we're going to be talking about Christmas. What else does the student council have coming up? Do you have anything big that's going to be coming up after homecoming? What's the next target?
For Christmas, we have a dress-up week at school.
Mm-hmm. Oh. These are a lot of fun, though, right? A lot of fun? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else you got to talk about? Anything? Are we good?
Tuesday, the theme is Rhyme Without Reason. Wednesday is Barbie, so you dress up as whatever version of Barbie and Ken that you want to.
Okay.
Thursday is Teen Beach Movie, so you can dress up as a biker or a surfer. And then the parade is on Thursday at 6:30. And then Friday's dress-up day is green and white. And then we'll have a breakfast at the school. We'll have green cinnamon rolls from 7 to 8, and those are $3. We have the senior class picture at the front steps of the school at 8 a.m. And then we have Olympics at 12:30, and then Powder Puff right after the Olympics, and then the game at 7.
The busy week going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Busy week going on. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning. Again, People in the Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam. The Sterling Family Ranch Rodeo that is going to be coming up. We have pre-recorded an interview with Trent here. Trent's going to tell us a little bit about what is going on with that. And that is coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Well, it's going to be coming up here before you know it, the Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo. We've got Trent on the phone with us right now. And Trent, it's always a fun time at the rodeo. And you know what? It's going to be coming up here before we know it.
Yes, sir. It's coming up on September 23rd. So it's a very family oriented event. So bring the kids. There'll be kids' games all day long. And just going to be a great time to watch cowboys show their skills with their horses and their personal skills with their ropes.
So, and that's maybe some people are new to what a ranch rodeo is compared to a regular rodeo. There's a difference.
Yes, sir. There's a major difference. Instead of the rodeos, which we all see on TV, that's all over the United States, a ranch rodeo is focused more toward what a cowboy does day to day, and showing more of the horsemanship of a ranch horse, not a rodeo performance horse, as well as a ranch cowboy. So there's a big bunch of different events that you'll see of working cowboys, and it's just really a good time to see what rodeos used to be.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about not only that the ranch rodeo is going to be coming up, but where the money's going to go as well. And, of course, this is all grandchildren of Richard Sterling. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So my grandpa Richard, he passed away of cancer. I was pretty young when that happened. So our parents, they put together, which originally was a team penning out of Highmore. Well, then it just turned into the ranch rodeo and got bigger. Our family's always been wanting to help families that go through the battle of cancer. So all the money and proceeds go towards families that have a family member that are fighting cancer. So that's where we really try to focus is to help people out.
Really helping people out. And I mean with like travel costs and all of that stuff.
Yes, sir. Travel costs, hotels, meals, the little things that they don't tell you about.
All right. Well, let's talk about it once again. It's going to be coming up, the Sterling Family Memorial Ranch Rodeo. How many years that this has been going on, you said?
26 years, I believe.
26 years. And I tell you what, it had just gotten started when I had moved here. So you guys have been doing this for a long time. And again, moved from Highmore. You're in the big digs right now over at Stanley County Fairgrounds.
Yes, sir. We love the facility, and it's really centrally located, and they're great to work with, and we really love the community that comes and supports us.
Okay, so let's say somebody can't make it to the rodeo but loves the cause. Is there a way that they can donate to this foundation?
Yes, sir, there is. If you go to www.sterlingfamilyranchrodeo.com, and you can follow the links, and it'll show you how you can donate, or you can call the numbers on the flyer.
All right. So check in. You will see those flyers everywhere.
Yes, sir.
All right. So check that out. Once again, that's Sterling with an I. And you know what, folks? This is a great cause, and it's a great rodeo, and it's been going on, again, 26 years. Thanks so much, Trent, for talking with us this morning.